What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 74 of Valley Town. I'm Chan Man V, and Noxious here joining me, of course. And we've got a brand new guest, a guest actually I've been waiting for years to have on the show, and
years,
and I no idea why he, you know, he hasn't been on the show until now, because I freaking love Priest, as all of you folks know from that whole soundbite, right, from DreamHack. But want to welcome Zaydalot to the show. What's up, buddy?
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Hello. No problem, man. No problem. Well, the community obviously, you know, knows you, Zaydalot, as the Priest expert. I feel like just for the duration of Hearthstone, or even just through the beta, you've been the kind of the Priest expert or the specialist in Priest, that just from a standpoint of streaming and as well as a player. So I can't wait to get a chance to dive into the Priest class today with you and just take a closer look at it. You know, like, why is it good? Why is it bad? What does it need? All that kind of good stuff. I'm sure you have a lot. Yeah, sure you have a lot of thoughts on it. Anyways, but that's what we're going to do today, guys. We got some decks to talk about too, just kind of like to lead us in, you know, discussion points and all that good stuff. And then we'll do some Q&A. I promise we'll do Q&A at the end today. We've been running out of time like the last couple of shows. So definitely tweet those to ChainManV, at ChainManV, and I'll read those at the end of the show. I'll take some from Twitch chat too, maybe, if you guys don't use Twitter for whatever reason.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Twitter is dying, right? It's a dying beast.
It's a dying beast. Yeah. Don't we all wish? That's not the case. But okay, so, well, why don't we start off with how we always do, just kind of our week in Hearthstone, what you guys have been up to. Zaydalot, end of the season. You've been trying, did you end up ranking up
I
in Legend?
I tried hard. Like 500 max at the last hour, so.
Yeah, with 500. Priest. With Priest? Gosh, man. What's the highest ranked Priest that we saw? Did anybody see a Priest that actually was in the top 100? I actually didn't see anybody.
I don't believe I've seen any, no.
Yeah, this past season, like maybe in the last few days. Did you see anybody say it a lot?
Last few days, no.
Yeah, me either. Man, feels bad, man. So everybody's probably wondering, why the hell are you doing an episode on Priest then, guys? Well, that's exactly the reason why we're doing a show on Priest, because, you know, we need to, I guess, really get down to the nitty-gritty as to why, you know, missing things. We've always talked about two drops missing and, you know, now three drops missing and things like that, but there's a lot more to it than just that, and I figured this would be good. How about you, Noxious? Anything this week?
Well, I mean, I've been busy with the other stuff this week. I feel like I've been playing Overwatch a bit too much. I barely even played Hearthstone. The bit I played had a lot to do with Yawgunload, you know, just play Yogg-Saron and Hunter. And that actually gave me an idea to make a Yogg-Saron priest list, which we might be looking at today.
We will.
Because as it turns out, Yogg-Saron is playable everywhere, given that there's enough spells, you know, to mess around with. So I thought that was interesting, but I mean, I can't quite say that I've had like the greatest success with Priest in general. It's not so much because like it doesn't win anything, is that it doesn't win more than something else could win, right?
Right.
So it's been fun, but
okay,
meh.
Yeah, for me, just been trying to get it in there too. Just been playing just here and there, and I think maybe earlier in the week I kind of went into, okay, I'm gonna actually grind a legend. Let's just do it, all right? Because everybody keeps giving me crap about it, like recently. So I was doing it, got up to like rank one, 4-star or 5-star, and then, I kind of lost like 3 or 4 in a row, and then just got really frustrated and just stopped doing it, because I just can't do it. I just can't put myself. I don't know why. I just can't bring myself to do it anymore, because it's like the only thing that just makes me not enjoy the game is when I do that. And so I spent about 2 days doing that, and that was like as much as I could take. So stopped doing it after that, and then started playing Priest again. Of course, everybody knows me on my stream, and you know, was tanking after that. But it's still a lot of fun. So definitely some good times. I was trying the Yogg, you know, just the Yogg Druid that Jackie, you know, talked about like maybe a couple episodes ago.
Right.
And God, that deck is not easy to play. Because I was losing so much when I first started to play it. And then it's just like after over time, I was just, my winning percentage was getting just a little bit better slowly. And then watching Jackie play a little bit more too, learning a few things. But gosh, that deck is really cool. It's definitely complex And it's just one of those decks that really shows you, you know, just kind of their skill in Hearthstone. It's not all RNG, guys.
Yeah, there's a lot of nuance to the way you play the deck, and it's something that people are not necessarily used to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one of the things that kind of strikes me as weird is that we don't have too many decks like this right now that are, like, very novel, that we haven't seen much of, right?
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, definitely true. Zadal, have you played much of, just some of the just druid and stuff? I mean, obviously on priest, like you're always streaming priests, but do you play a lot of the other classes and some of the
on
other
accounts? Mm-hmm. I play other classes on different accounts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I played the York Druid. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It's much so RNG, cool. So I have to give up.
Yeah, that's true. Oh man, it's surprising how much I actually do play Yogg, because you know with the Hunter Noxious, like I think I only play Yogg about 30% of the time, 20% of the time in that deck, because
sure, you don't need it to win.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. But with the Druid, I feel like I play it a lot more than that. It's
right,
kind of
yeah,
funny.
That's true.
So it's interesting it relies on RNG, but yeah, it's still good. All right, well...
Some people don't like that, though. I think, like, Lothar is very vocal. Well, not just Lothar, but a lot of people are very vocal about... I mean, we had a recent tournament win, E versus CN, I think, that ended up, like, a flashy Yogg-Saron win. And to a lot of people, that is, like, literally offensive, right? It's just, yeah, like, that should not happen ever. But, you know, Hearthstone is evolving. And now Yogg-Saron is apparently competitive, which is kind of scary to think about.
Yeah, it's scary, but, you know, it's analogous to poker in a way, you know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah, I think we're eventually going to evolve to that, because obviously RNG is not going anywhere. RNG is honestly adding some more fun. Cards like Yogg-Saron are really fun for everybody. They're just casual players and just the majority of the player base. So it's not going anywhere, so I think we just have to accept the fact that, you know, it's going to be hard to be, like, a repeat champion and things like that. So it's going to be more of, you know, taking a large sample size and seeing who the best players are that way versus, you know, just the best players going to win every single tournament. That's just not going to happen. It's going to be very, very difficult for that to happen. It's okay. What's wrong with that? You know,
it's like, all right. Yeah, sure. It's okay. All right. It's okay. I mean, it is a card game, so
yeah,
you can't expect the same people to win over and over again.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that, Zadalot? You think it's okay that RNG is such a big part and maybe we end up just taking the path of poker?
I don't mind RNG, but some cards are just too much.
Like Yogg-Saron?
Like Yogg-Saron.
Okay, so you also don't like it. I see. Yeah, for competitive play, I think it is true that, because the thing with Yogg-Saron is that even though you do get rewarded, like, it's a card you wouldn't play if you're ahead, mm-hmm, but, you know, since you're very potentially, like, very often behind against an equally skilled player, the fact that you can cheat a win, to put it that way,
thing. I think most people look at it that way, right? And I don't think you should look at it that way, because that card, it's random in its effect, but you could just look at that card. Let's just say Yogg-Saron was a card that drew you cards or just removed the board. You know, it was a card that specifically did those things. Then everybody would accept it a lot better if it was that case. But the fact that it only does that maybe like 50% of the time, everybody gets all crazy. You know, it does do bad things to you too. So, I mean, you do not benefit from Yogg-Saron probably like, I don't know, 30-40% of the time maybe. And, you know, like that doesn't pull out a miracle win for you or anything like that. And it's pretty rare that it actually pulls out a miracle win for me. It's mostly, it just ends up setting up the board in some way or setting up the game in a way that's more advantageous than it was before. Which, you know, doesn't necessarily win you the game instantly, but what I'm trying to say is that it's a card that gives you an advantage. And like, if it was just like Sylvanas or a normal card, the legend card that had a very specific function to it or text to it, then nobody would care as much. But it's just the fact that it has randomness to it that people just freak out about it.
And, right. The thing is, like, it's like taking Ragnaros 50-50 to the extreme.
Yeah.
Right, like Rag can win you a game you're behind on, but you just push that like very, very, very hard, and you get Yogg-Saron. And I think a lot of people just don't like seeing somebody who plays very well get punished by, you know, an all-in at the last second.
Okay.
So I mean, I get it. It's kind of just a straightforward.
Yeah. I definitely understand that, like, just the feelings of what in you know, sure, that moment too, and just the, you know, not knowing exactly what's going to happen. But I don't know, I feel like that card, it was a very interesting design to it, and it's surprising everybody, right, as to just how viable it is. And it's only viable because it does help us more so than it doesn't, right? It helps us more times than not.
Sure.
And that's cool. I mean, I think it's interesting. I think it keeps the game a little bit interesting from that fact. It might be a little bit...
The Yasuron metagame. Yeah. Let's just wait for it. Just wait for it. A tournament where nothing but Yasuron decks... I mean, I don't even... Like, I wouldn't be surprised either. Like, if enough people think that a deck with a lot of spells is viable, like, say, Miracle Rogue, and people just slap Yogg into it because...
It's just one ad, right? Then, yeah, just one ad that might get you a win type of thing.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Okay, well, let's jump right in to kind of like the focus of the show, which is a closer look at Priest, and I can't wait to have Zetalot kind of give us your thoughts on Priest, since you've probably played the most games. I mean, obviously between the two of us, maybe even two of us added together, you played probably more than
right,
us. So want to get your first thoughts on Priest and how it... First off, how does it rank right now in your eyes? Just, it's kind of an obvious answer, I think, but how does it rank in terms of just power level?
Well, obviously, not looking good.
Is it bottom? Is it literally the worst class right now in your eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, that's not surprising. I think most people in the community or most players would agree with you there. All right, so let's start. Let's start. What are the most problematic things right now? Given the metagame, what are the most problems that Priest have with the current metagame?
Lack of Light Bomb is kind of annoying. They remove Light Bomb, and because of it, it's hard to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because we're left with what? Like Holy Nova and Excavated Evil, and of course, sure, Alkanized Circle, but that's a two-guard combination, which...
It
seems like we're never running away from it, right? Like, it seems like Priest is doomed to be stuck playing that as a core piece of their identity. So I guess, yeah, Light Bomb removal is a pretty big deal.
Hey, don't forget Shadow Word Horror.
Oh, damn. Oh, how did I forget?
Right, don't forget about that one, man. I've tried that so many times, and it just, like... It never removes everything. It never removes all, even the key card.
Anything.
Yeah. It's like Shaman, throw down a Flame Tongue Totem. All I do is remove a Flame Tongue Totem. It's like sucks.
Oh,
totally sucks. But yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's just, you know, we don't have any early cards, right, for Priest, unless you're playing Dragon. And that's why most Priest players that you see on the ladder will be playing Dragon. Is Echo coming from one of you guys?
Might be Zetalot's speakers because he doesn't have headphones on. Yeah. Is my assumption.
Yeah, but yeah. So with a Priest, I think it's just the early lack of early minions, right? We've talked about that, which is no two drops and things like that. And before with Light Bomb, we could just remove the board. We could just let it go, right? We could just be greedy about just not doing anything early on, and then just wiping the board. But now we don't have that. So I don't know how we get around it. Zetalot, have you been trying things like Doomsayer, right? Doomsayer is a very popular card in control decks in other classes.
It's pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Doomsayer, but I really like Pyromancer. Seems like Pyromancer is the best 2-mana draw Priest ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, might as well be a Priest card for...
yeah.
And Paladins would miss it because equality, but I think we do the most with it of all the classes by a long shot.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, Firewall combo is just too good with Pyromancer.
Yeah, no, definitely. So right now, do you think a mid-range Priest is better? Like, from an archetype standpoint, I've been watching your stream, obviously, and you've been playing... We're going to take a look at some of the decks in a second, but I feel like you are playing more of a mid-control type of deck that has, you know, just those Injured Blade Masters, Twilight Drakes, you know, those very this nice solid 4/7s mid game just to get you to late game. Is that the best Priest deck that that you probably see right now or you've played?
Well, I think Nezzoth is probably the best right now.
Oh, Nezzoth
Priest.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But like double Entomb probably in every control deck. because it's so good in fatigue war, like against warrior.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nessaf seems to be like the best for me right now. Seems to work the best.
Yeah, because one of the problems that Priest has is like presenting threats like often enough that they're actually threatening. Because as it stands, what Priests do is they put down a minion and it's not really a problem. But the way Nezoth Priest plays is that, you know, maybe my Sylvanas right now is easy to manage. Maybe my Shifting Shade is easy to manage. But, you know, it's feeding something else. So because of that, like, you're actually scared of that, you know, boring Shifting Shade. Very often you just kill it and you don't care about it. But because Nezoth is in the back of your mind, then suddenly, like, that Shifting Shade triples up in threat. Same is true of Corrupted Healbot if you play the card in your deck and everything else. But it's kind of giving Priest a threat which they just have never had before.
Yeah, well, why don't we just bring up the Nezoth Priest?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, well, let's just so that we can talk about it instead of just like kind of waiting and stuff. Okay, let me bring it up here. Okay, so this is actually Zedalot, your Nezoth deck, and there's the Shifting Shades that we talked about. It's got the Loot Hoarders too.
Play Loot Hoarder over Museum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I see that.
I want to get the combos faster so I can cycle just faster.
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. And Festa Torrent, how have you been liking that card?
Actually, it was pretty good. Like, against aggro sometimes, I mean, actually often, kept me alive. And also with Nezoth resurrecting, really wins a lot. One copy is good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know how Paladins are the only ones who have an actual viable Nezoth deck because they've got Tyrion and it's a taunt and it protects them after they play Nezoth on 10? Mm-hmm. I mean, Infested Tauren is your mini Tyrion in any class that needs a taunt after, you know, when they play their 10 drop.
Yeah.
Otherwise, very often you just get blown out after playing it.
Yeah, so I noticed that Karen's not in here. Is that just something that we couldn't fit in here?
Unnecessary.
Or not necessary?
Okay. You don't need it. Okay. Most of the time.
Yeah, a little overkill.
We're winning you fatigue game already, even though we play Loot Hoarder, but you're still going to win fatigue games. And if you just resurrect like Shifting Shade and Sylvanas, you're pretty fine with Nezoth, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's what if like you pay 6 mana for a 4/5, which again, like I kind of alluded to that, but like it's not a threat. It's not that, like, you're not going to beat them down with a 4/5 within 2 turns. They don't have to worry about it too much. Whereas when you just play for the combo where you get the Nezoth faster, then suddenly, yes, Shifting Shades, Sylvanas, it's enough to actually pose a threat without needing to add in, like, an extra double Yeti card to your roster.
Yeah, so Northshire Cleric is something that people have been talking about not using in Priest. But I noticed in all of your decks, like, you still have Northshire Cleric as the draw mechanic.
Yeah,
have you
experimented
with that at all?
I tried a bit without Northshire Cleric, but if you play the combo with Alcanai and Blade Master, and also Pyromancers, then Cleric is just too good. Like, you have to have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you think about that, Noxious? Just not playing?
Yeah, I mean, not playing Northshire. I mean, I tried that, especially in lists where I play Loot Hoarders instead. I even tried Polluted Hoarder on 4. I was like, yeah, let's just go full crazy on the draw.
Wow.
But then, of course, when you've got Shifting Shade in the class, you realize very quickly that's completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
But if Shifting Shade wasn't a thing, I'm pretty sure Priest would consider that. But I tried without Northshire, and as it turns out, like, you can do okay, but I keep on, like, whenever I have a healing card or a healing turn, I keep thinking to myself, wow, wouldn't this be great if, as long as you play Pyro, you can't justify not running Northshire. Given that Priest already struggled to draw, I like, if we ever get another tool to draw early in the game that isn't contingent upon us just healing a ton of stuff, then maybe we can start cutting Northshire. But a 1-mana 1/3 against aggressive decks can do work. It's the earliest board presence we've got in the class. Like, it's just, that's it.
Well, I think if you replace Northshire, you're going the Thoughtsteal route. Right, just Thoughtsteal plus the Shifting Shade. So you're relying heavily on your opponent's deck for your draw mechanic.
Sure, exactly.
And that's a little unpredictable, obviously. But for the most part, I think you get some pretty solid cards these days. Like, you know, there's not too much of the getting poisons and shield slams and things as much. I don't know. At least I don't feel like I do, like, as much these days. But that's definitely a different route to take. Have you ever tried Thoughtsteal in this deck? Is it a lot at all, or too greedy.
In this one, as of no, just no space for that.
Yeah, no space.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
But in normal control deck, of course, it's pretty good.
So what are the problematic decks that you play against on the ladder a lot? Is it Shaman, like aggro Shaman?
Yeah. Shaman is actually okay because you have Kala Shadow Priest.
Yeah.
But like Rogue, if they get stealth on Auctioneer, you might just concede in most cases.
Yeah, that's true.
It's always where's Light Bomb, right? Where is Light Bomb?
Well, Light Bomb, yeah.
You almost have to save the Soul Priest for that, right? It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's it just doesn't feel like enough, man. It just doesn't feel like enough.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Priest a lot of times, too, is that I feel like Priest has all the answers. It's just you have to draw them all. You know what I mean? So some games you just wreck people because you just draw them. They just right off the bat. And in some games you're just like sitting there, you know, waiting for cards the whole time, and you just get raffle stomped. That can be so frustrating, and especially against something like a Miracle Rogue, it's crazy.
Right, but that's kind of like the philosophy of Hearthstone, the way you play it, right? Is you try to pose threats as opposed to answering them. That's usually the best decks in the game tend to do that.
Yeah.
And when you're looking at Priest, what you're seeing is a class that could play mid-range minions like Injured Blademaster, Shifting Shade, and all that good stuff. But whenever they put those down, again, going back to the fact that N'Zoth is in, you know, it's being played because it's making those threats relevant, without like an actual way to beat people down, which you don't have, those threats mean nothing. And you're never going to be able to play this class as a beatdown. Unless we go back to like the days of Undertaker, you know, Dark Cultist, which, you know, in that case, you could play Beatdown Priest. I feel like it's just missing that ability to turn on the aggression a little bit, right? It's not too far off of being able to. Like, I could see a world where people get scared of you drawing Mind Blast. Like, they look at your list and they're like, yeah, I hope he doesn't draw Mind Blast. Right now, that's not even a thought that crosses anyone's mind. Like, it just doesn't happen unless they see Emperor Fall on six.
Yeah.
Like, it's just never happening. Or Holy Fire. Like, nobody really worries about that crap. Whereas if the class could be threatening, then yes, that would be a very big scare on people usually just facing off against random priests on ladder.
Right. So there's just no element of surprise right now with Priest. It's like
Dragon,
N'Zoth, or some type of concede control Priest, right, for the most part. Okay. All right. I mean, this deck, I think a lot of people played. So Darkshire, actually Alchemist. Some people play Healbot here, or at least try it, you know, with N'Zoth. Is that another card that's just not necessary, like just that type of beatdown type of card, like a 6/6, you know, at 5, versus needing the heal? Or
I mean, the Healbot is pretty good, to be honest, for the stats, but I don't play Healbot here because I wanted to have Alchemist. So I wanted to have something on 5 mana instead of... So Alchemist is, like, really good.
How often do you actually get the 5, you know, shadow damage versus just having to heal?
Well, they always kill out, can I?
right. They throw everything into it, right? It's like,
are you
usually
almost
not happening.
Yeah, it's like you take it down to 1, right? Yeah.
But it's pretty good. If you heal for 5, that's good enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I definitely use it for heal almost 90% of the time. Okay, why don't we talk about a different deck? Let's move on. Let's try talking about, you know, you mentioned that there's just no different types of archetypes, Noxious. So you built an aggro deck, at least just for our discussion at the very least.
Don't even discuss this deck.
Don't even discuss this deck? What? Okay.
No, well, like the reasoning, is it on the screen?
Yes, it's on here.
Okay.
It's up here.
So like the name of the deck is very fittingly Want to Buy a Shadow Bombers. And the reason is, of course, that with the removal of that card, like to Wild, alongside with Deathlord and Velen's Chosen and like countless other good priest cards like Dark Cultist, Priest has no possible aggression line right now. Like, I've tried a billion ways of building aggro Priest, but the standard aggro Priest dream is just dead. Like, Shadow Bomber took it away. Velen's Chosen took it away. Deathlord took it away. Just everything is gone. And, like, I've tried so hard to make, like, an aggro Priest deck, and there's just... It's worse on every level. Like, the old list used to work, like, okay up until rank 3 or something. Back when GVG and Naxx were around, but nowadays it's just nothing. Like, you play Flame Juggler as your threat. It's like, oh, this is my most aggressive card. just feels bad, man. Like, it's just so terrible. Spawn of Shadows has potential, but again, and not everything to support it is there yet.
Yeah, yeah. Aggro Priest said a lot. Any potential, like, how far are we from an Aggro Priest being even viable?
Well, there was Light of the Narrow still in the standard. Then you could also do, like, Embrace the Shadow, Flashes, Light of the Narrows, yep, for, like, OTK with aggro.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
That's probably the closest thing.
So, yeah, it's pretty hard.
So we talked a little bit about Holy Champion before the show. What do you think about that card?
Yeah, Holy Champion is great. Like, I got rank 1 Legend with Holy Champion many times in deck.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, like, a few months ago before the expansion, of course. So, yeah, I like Holy Champion. It's a good card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a very big surprise card. It's like the Akinai Soul Priest that they don't want to remove because they look at it and they're like, well, I'm going to need my removal for that Alkanai. And then because you have Darkshire Alchemist right now, it's potentially even better. The only issue is, like, how often is she better than Lightspawn? Like, that's how ridiculous it's come down to for me. Like, I've played Lightspawn and Priest nowadays. Nobody has silences, or very few people do. And it'll be a 5-5 that kills something right away. And you don't have to try the Circle of Healing to buff it up to 5 like the champion. And against aggro, it'll tend to take on, like, 2 bodies alongside
it. Right.
So it's like there's so many 4 draws for priests. And, like, Lightspawn, even though it sucks and we've always laughed at it, it's a card that could potentially work. Like, if there's no silence in the metagame, then why the hell not? That it could do, but we're just not there yet. And Holy Champion kind of falls in that same category. It's just not – like, there's so many better neutral 4 drops even is my problem with it.
Yeah, 4-drop's not not too bad of a spot right now, I think, just generally in Hearthstone. I mean, like you said, there's a decent number of cards to choose from, or at the very least that are equal to Holy Champion. I mean, even something like C'thun's Chosen is pretty solid there. You know, that's, you know, in the same line there. It doesn't threaten, like, 5 health minions, but value-wise, it's probably pretty close. That's a good comment about Lightspawn, though. Like, Silence, I feel like Silence is slowly making its way back, like, very, very slowly. But the fact that it isn't around, Lightspawn actually is potentially a really good priest card. Because it's a 5-5, right? Just right off the bat. And if you did add any kind of buffs, like the +2, +6 card.
The thing about Lightspawn is that they can always damage it with, like, spell first.
Yeah.
And then trade for, like, 0.
Right, like the 6-5, the C'Thun card, right? Like the 5-6-5. Like, if you really want just a vanilla 5 drop that has, like, 5 health and high attack, you could play just that card in any random deck. But then, do you want to start playing C'Thun? That's kind of the big question. That's why Darkshire Alchemist is really, like, so sweet. Because it comes down after turn 4 where you've usually had a decent turn as priest.
Yeah.
And they've been forced to remove your stuff. So, I don't know, I feel like we're just missing, like, mid-range threats that can be proactive is all we're missing. Like, Akinai is a perfect example, but because it's the only one that we have in the entire class ever, it's not enough.
Yeah.
It feels scary.
Yeah, and they did add Embrace the Shadows just to, like, kind of extend the the more use, or just at least the more flexibility of the heal cards. But I just haven't seen many people even do it. Everybody's first thoughts was, like, Prophet Valen and just some crazy, you know, just combos, like, finishing folks. But I found it just very hard. I find it very hard just to even get through my deck, you know, just drawing through my deck. So it's pretty difficult to pull out a combo consistently, at least for me. I don't know, what are your experiences with combos? Is it a lot? Do you find that same challenge, just being able to draw enough cards?
Yeah, I mean, if you get to, like, end game, then you probably win anyway, so you don't need the combo because you're pretty. So, yeah, most of the time it's just not good enough, and you just die turn 6 or something.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, all these good decks right now in the meta are just so fast anyways.
Right. I mean, it's like the worst like, there's so many good combo decks out there. Now the question is always, what should I play Priest over all these other ones that still OTK people? And the answer is usually no. because you don't draw enough because you're a priest, and your burst is limited because you're a priest. It's just everything just conspires to make combo priest worse than it could otherwise be. Like, it's funny just how crazy Light of the Nauru would make priest right now. If that was a thing, if it was still in standard, then I would believe in aggro slash beatdown slash combo priest like a little bit more. But it's missing that extra bit of cheap damage output.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I definitely agree with that too. And we kind of see that with some of the other classes. You just the ability to get some of that beat down early. Like Druid has the ability, I think, to do it to some extent. And it's too bad. I don't know what they're doing with priests. Like, what are your guys' take on what they want this class to be? Because we saw Shaman for the most part be stalled out. Before the release, before even the announcement of any of the cards from the release, mid-range shaman just wasn't good enough at the time. And, combo shaman or any of that type of shaman was just kind of, people would play that on stream. And even some people get the legend with it, but for the most part, it wasn't viable at the highest levels too. But then they added just a few things that synergized really well with just what's already there, just what the design is, meaning synergy with totems, synergy with, just overload, and also just making cards free or better, and making huge changes like that to make the class viable. Now Shaman's super viable, right? Like, I feel like there's just too many ways to play it, except for there's just one super good one, so everybody plays the super good one. Is this possible with Priest? I mean, do we have to figure out more with healing and just making that even more versatile than it is right now? Because we just talked about Light of Nauru and just the fact that healing, increases like damage on something. There's some kind of synergy with healing. Do we just need more of that sort of thing? Or is there some brand new thing that we need to add to Priest to make it crazy viable again? I don't know. Any ideas? Either of you guys?
I'll speak to that. Yeah, go ahead, Zeta.
Great. Yeah.
Okay, let's just say first.
No, go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say about that, because that's an interesting topic.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the best will be to add, good 2-mana drop, but the thing is that they would have to do it every, 2 expansions because cards rotate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem.
That's okay. I mean, they can do it, right? Like, I take them doing it, forcing them to do it every year, that sort of thing. So you think a 2-drop would help? Would that be enough, though? Like, literally, a 2-drop would make everything better?
We need a totem golem, dude. Like, we need.
Oh, you mean like a broken? You mean like a broken?
Yeah. We need a good priest 2-drop that's not like a wild pyromancer gimmick combo. Like, I want something that I can play on turn 2 and be like, okay, that's a good turn 2. Instead of, well, I hope they don't kill it, and I can use it on turn 3 to combo with 17 other things.
Yeah.
We don't have anything like that at the moment.
Okay, so a 2-drop, I think that's definitely a good start. That's still enough? I mean, would that be enough?
I don't know. Like, it would be a start. Like, you could literally make, Injured Blade Master, Injured Valdir, you could make a 2-drop that's a 2/5 baseline, and it damages itself at the end of the turn, right? So it's a 2/5 max, but then at the end of your turn, it becomes a 2/4, and then on the following turn, you can start rehealing it and keeping it alive, but it has a very high health total to start with, to where you can at least do something with it. Because right now it's just so sad, man.
Okay, I mean, Zedal, you pretty much agree with that, right? I mean, just...
Mini Blade Master would be nice on turn 2. I agree with that. That would be nice.
Yeah, Mini Blade Master, okay. I mean, we do see pretty good 2-drops right now with Dragon Priest. So, from the standpoint of just, having a priest deck that curves out well, that's mid-range. I mean, we already have one that's kind of similar to that, so I feel like we need more than that, right? Like, that's not the only solution to making priest viable, because even Dragon right now is not that viable. It's good, it's solid, but it's not nobody's playing it at the highest level.
I don't know. I feel like it's one of the most played priest decks, by a lot, at least a lot of the community plays, will gravitate towards dragons because they're so straightforward to play as priests. Like, it's much harder to, get punished for a slight misstep in Dragon Priest compared to playing control, or the versions with wild pyros where that's your entire game plan revolves around it. That's really tough as a newer player, I think. So Dragon seems to me to be played by a very large portion of the...
Well, not just that. I mean, you get 2/3 on one, you get 2/4 on two, you get... I mean, those are those are great cards, right? I mean, these are cards we're almost asking for right now. But my point is that it still ends up not being, you know, not getting the better end of the competitive decks, right? Because people still don't play it. I don't know, any thoughts on that? Is it a lot? Like, what do you think about Dragon Priest? Like, how does that rank power wise?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay, good tempo, but it's just still lacking something, and it's just boring.
Yo, it's definitely boring. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, it's definitely so boring. Yeah, it just... yeah, you could write... I mean, you could almost close your eyes and play Dragon Priest to some extent. But the reason I brought that up is just because, you know, you're talking about a 2-drop, and that's a deck that does have a 2-drop, but it doesn't still make Priest, you know, good enough. So what do you guys think about more... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
That's the problem.
There's not what?
You can't kill the Tonic Truck.
You can't kill a Tonic Truck. Yeah,
I can't kill a Tonic Truck. You know what we need? We need a Holy Smite that targets minions and deals 3 damage. That's it. That's all it does. It deals only 3 damage to only minions specifically.
Oh,
and
okay.
That is it. I mean, Priest could come back with a tool like that one.
What?
You know
what? With that one card, you think Priest would come back?
Dude. I don't know if it would come back, but it would certainly like have a lot. Because the thing is, with mid-range, or let's say like a general, you want to play Hearthstone like it's quote-unquote meant to be played. You want to be playing minions on curve. And the problem with having to expend like combos like Pyromancer or Arcanine Circle to clear a board is you never get to play something. Like Shadow War Pain is 2 mana. I never have that one extra mana where I can kill something with it. Like I don't have a Soulfire out of a Peddler or some kind of abusive Sergeant to use on something that's on the board. So as Priest, if I don't get a card like that, I can never try to be, you know, on the board faster than they are. And like it's not going to solve the Priest class, but it certainly is one of those tools that, you know, you're asking what does Priest need. That could be one of the avenues to explore is cheap minion specific removal that's not Shadow Word Pain, because that's again expensive to just kill a 1/1. Or 1/2 or 1/3.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, Zayla, what do you think of that?
Yeah, that'll be okay, I guess. But
I guess
2 mana drop that's broken, that would also be fine.
A 2-drop that's broken. Okay.
Untargetable. You can heal it. It can't take damage from enemy
Holy
minions. It's like,
crap,
it only
amazing.
Takes damage from spells. What about that?
That's
how about
that? Win the game.
I like that.
Fairy dragon on steroids, basically, is what we're looking for.
I mean, I would be happy with a minion that only takes damage from spells. Like that right there. That
only
right there.
Only takes damage from spells. That's
I can't heal it up.
Interesting.
I can't Northshire break it because I can't get it damaged and draw infinitely, but I can control the board as long as they don't Soulfire the fucking thing down.
Okay. So. All right, so why don't we talk about the control deck? We'll talk about so Ray was supposed to be here. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it because he just got back from traveling late last night. So, but he had his deck here that was that we could discuss on today's show. So on the right is Raynaud's deck, and then on the left is Zaydalot's deck. And these are your kind of concede control type of variation of the deck. Obviously, the phaseless one's pretty different, which is I think is really, really cool. The control one is probably closer to what a lot of people see on the ladder right now, and I've played this deck on the right a lot, quite a bit too. But let's talk about the cool deck first, the faceless deck. All right, Zayla, there's a lot of interesting things in this deck. Start off with Eerie Statue and the Faceless Shambler.
So yeah, basically you want to play that Eerie Statue, which is not going to get removed because who would remove your statue? And then you just drop the faceless and win the game.
That's pretty amazing, dude.
If not, then you can always get the Frost Giant because you use your power like all the time. So at some point, you're going to have like really good discount.
I like the idea. It's a pretty clever concept. It's one of the few cases where maybe it opens up an interesting archetype to the class. Like, how's your success been with it so far?
Actually, probably better than Nezoth Priest for me.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Because zero cost silence is carrying it, or?
Yeah. It's actually pretty good. Nobody expects the Faceless Shambler.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody expects the eerie statue. Like, I think even more so than the
so you have like a stacked element of surprise. You've got like, I'm a priest, I didn't expect that. And then you draw the statue, they don't expect that. And then the shambler comes out. I think at that point, they're just dead. I mean,
that's pretty
I can't
awesome.
Even. Yeah.
Wait,
I
what,
like
turn,
that.
What turn does the frost giant usually come out on?
Well, it depends, I guess. Like, sometimes you have for zero mana, like, turn eight, like maybe not turn eight, but in late game against control matchups.
Mm-hmm. So kind of like,
yeah,
a Mortal Giant secrecy. Then. Yeah.
It really depends.
Okay, so like the whole kind of Molten Giant, Sun Fury Protector type of play, that definitely still powerful right now, especially against Zoo and those type of beatdown decks. So this is really cool though. A Faceless Shambler, you know, I've definitely used it with some Twilight Drakes and things like that too. Any way to fit the Twilight Drake in here, or have you tried just getting another huge body like that?
Yeah, I actually tried the different version, but I played Thought Steel instead of like Frost Giant, and I played Twilight Drake instead of Eerie Statue, so I can have like turn three Thought Steel into Twilight Drake.
Yeah.
And then you just copy the Twilight Drake instead of Statue.
Yeah, and right now, just because Silence is so rare, I mean, Twilight Drake is actually quite good in Priests now too, and you can see that in the deck to the right here. With Twilight Drakes just acting as, you know, another set of Injured Blade Masters, pretty much, which have always been pretty darn good for Priest. Not much removal though outside than that. You've got the Aconite combo, and just one Holy Nova, and that's pretty good. Yeah.
And Pyro. Pyro with Silence, actually. The Pyro Shield Silence combo is wrecking aggro decks.
Yeah, I can imagine, especially right now. Like, if you're facing off against Azure Shaman, I think you're hitting pretty much everything they've got. You've got double death, which is essential. What I like about like the way it's built up is that usually by turn six, you'll have your, you know, bigger threats on the board already, and Entomb
works pretty well.
Yeah, I feel like Reno decks tried a lot of that Eerie Statue stuff. Not necessarily to just removed your minion and they had a 7/7 on board. That's kind of what you're doing as Priest in this case. I really like the concept of it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm definitely going to try this out.
Props, dude. That's great.
This looks like a lot of fun. And Faceless Shambler, like you said, I think Faceless Shambler hadn't really been experimented by a lot of people. I know you have been doing it for some time now, but you know, that card synergizes with a lot of different cards right now, and Eerie Statue I think is maybe one of the first things I thought about and tried it, but it didn't, you know, it didn't work out for me because I just didn't build, I don't think, around it very well. But you know, it works great, like with even just 5/5s, you know, like it's pretty flexible with Injured Blade Masters and Twilight Drakes and things like that, and against a lot of the aggro decks right now, just putting up nice solid taunts like that that they have to throw bodies into works pretty well.
Yeah, I feel like Reno decks tried a lot of that Eerie Statue stuff, not necessarily to great success, but they tried. But like, it's not a card you can build around as a standalone thing. It's just you have a general game plan that includes it. Like in this case, like the 7/7 on its own is good enough. Sometimes you'll get just the board clear, and with Silence, if you don't have the board clear, then she still stays alive.
Yeah.
And it's enough.
This is pretty close. This is kind of like a Handlock deck, right? That's a Hand Priest, I guess. A Hand Priest
no
deck. Yeah, no Traxxas.
You don't get to break the laws of Hearthstone by playing that stuff, but, you know.
Yeah.
You have okay cards in it. I mean, I just want to see, like, an actual Priest deck, because this one feels a bit more mid-range-y than the other ones that people tend to play, as it's not, you know, heavy control like the Reynad lists that we see. They're playing very differently. They're trying a very different type of play.
Yeah. With the Reynad list, this is the deck that I, you know, was talking about where you know, on paper, it does have everything to answer all the good decks right now. And some, you know, you'll have like 50% of your games where you're just like wrecking Zoo and you're wrecking Shaman. And then like the other 50%, you're like shoo and you're wrecking shaman. And then like the other 50%, you're like struggling to, you know, like get the right cards. You know, you're not getting Doomsayer on turns two or three and not getting Twilight Drakes or anything. And then, you know, you end up losing those. So it's hard to be consistent with that deck. Like you really right. have to grind out shit with that deck.
But like one of the things that like let's talk about the broader like the priest class in general. It's not so much like one of the things Blizzard has to be very concerned about is just how much they want to give to priests, because we've seen in the past like when Entomb was around and it just got released and we had Naxxramas and GVG, priest was actually on the brink of potentially becoming like aggravatingly good, because with Light Bomb and Entomb and everything else, like they end up having so much removal and that they're consistently drawing out games to fatigue every single time. And that really makes for a terrible experience if you're looking to enjoy any control deck. Because as long as Entomb lives and Light Bomb exists in the same class, they coexist in the same meta, then it's really difficult for other control decks to ever even come up. And like they can't give priests too much good stuff, because then they really bog down the game to an anti-fun where it's just about, well, can I steal your stuff?
Yeah.
And you can't remove me off the board. Because like the hero power for priests, if they get good board minions, basically, is so powerful. I don't remember the last time I've seen... like, we talk about Zoo as being a board control, you know, tempo deck. But very often, like, if you get one big minion as priest and they've got nothing, they're never getting back on. Ever. It's not happening. And if they, like, priests get those broken two drops, broken three drops... then it, and that becomes a reality, then it just becomes a very stale game.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, but I do think it's a tricky problem that the designers have, because like you said, inherently the healing hero power is great for any kind of board on board type of battling and just board control type of situations. And once you've established it, you know, you all of a sudden you're able to snowball a little bit more with that hero power. But at the same time, it's just like people know that, right? So they remove minions off of like boards, like highest priority against priests is like getting those bodies off of the board. And therefore the hero power is like worthless at that point, unlike, you know, a shaman or a paladin, you're just throwing bodies on the board or something, like, or even armor, you know, or even like a druid, just one armor, you get some value from it. So it's like part of me thinks that we do need more minions like Lata Nuru and Holy Champion, where they gain something from it. It's not inspire, they actually gain something from healing, and you can, you know, possibly work in some aggro decks that we talked about. But it's tough. It's really scary, you know, if you go too far overboard with it. At this point, I think we should do it, though. We should just do it. Like, if it breaks priest, then it breaks priest, and then we fix it
thing
later.
From above. Like, it's cost zero for each time you heal.
That is crazy.
Like, this game, yeah. And you can make, like, I don't know. It's just, they pushed Shaman really hard because they saw the class was in a really awkward spot. Funny enough, they did it without touching Doomhammer, which I find hilarious. Because we just lost everything in priest. We lost Deathlord, we lost Velen's Chosen, we lost Light Bomb, we lost Dark Cultist if we ever planned to play. We lost fucking everything. And then we get like powered tentacles and Cthulhu shit. I'm like, oh wow, well, thanks for that. Yes, because you know, the Murloc meta was really gonna come out, it was so obvious. And in those Shaman Totems, that's probably what it's meant to kill, except now their minions are never two and below. Everything Shaman has, like their Trog is at least three by the time you're getting to turn four. If not, it's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It's Trog that's the
dead.
Big problem. Yeah.
It's definitely... it's just like the entire curving feels like, oh yeah, horror should make sense against Shaman. It used to be the case that you would always get value. Now it's like, yeah, no, I'm going to kill like an imp with this against Zoo, and I'm going to kill a Flame Tongue Totem with this against Shaman, and that is it. So
what if Shadow Word Horror was three in below,
sure,
and not two?
No. Go ahead.
That would be awesome,
I'd play
right?
That.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, I kind of wish it was that. I hate playing Excavated Evil. I really hate that card.
Yeah, I
mean,
I don't like it.
Yeah, it never feels good, man. Even when I removed the board, it's just like, shit. Now you can use it against me too, but it's like it's some fatigue matchup, right? And I give him another card. It's kind of like, oh gosh. So it would be cool if they could do something to horror to to be that secondary removal or that, that other removal with Nova. Yeah, that would definitely help. But I do agree with you, Nosh. They took away everything. We talked about this like multiple times on the show already. They took away all the fundamental mid-range potential of staying in, and then they added things that were just later, like, which is like Alchemist and the Tentacles, you know? It's just like, that's not going to happen if we don't have any minions to actually buff. But what do you think of Forbidden Shaping, though, Zaylot? Because, you know, a lot of people have played around with it. You know, the whole like, discussion of eight drops are always almost always good.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... not too bad. I played actually a lot with that. Mm-hmm. And most of the time it's reasonable. But in some cases, you just get something really, really bad.
Boogie
you
Monster.
Lose the game because of it.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I think, and just the archetype doesn't really play, doesn't really fit, right? Like, you're not... We're not playing some kind of greedy control type of priest at the end either.
Yeah, you don't need that in late game most mm-hmm. of the time because you have Entomb, so you win Fatigue game anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Noxious is thinking. Look at him. He's
yeah,
thinking.
I'm thinking because like I look at Forbidden Shaping and it's obvious they wanted to give us like a flexible card. But
flexible
the issue
body,
is
that, right? Yeah.
Right, like you can play it on two or three or four, but then you look at like whenever it's turn two, you're like, I could get Novice Engineer. Like, why would I get like a Pilot of Shredder Death Rattle? I could get something great, I'm sure, like a Totem Golem with that overload, holy shit. But I could also get a Novice Engineer. And just because of that possibility, you're never playing it anywhere but like 6-8. And like anything but 8 feels bad, even if it's acceptable, like on many other spots.
Yeah.
Like everything else feels horrible. And on 8, sometimes you'll just get something that doesn't have much of an impact. Even if you get like a good minion.
You know what would be a good idea for Forbidden Shaping? Maybe they just give us +1 mana value on the what you spend it on, right? So if you spend it on turn 2, you get a 3 drop instead of a 2 drop.
That's like unstable portal level broke, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
I know, but you know, like if this is the replacement for, you know, basically taking away all the mid, you know, just all the way, all the minions away, right? I think, like you said, when we spend Forbidden Shaping, you always get, you're never going to get a, on average, you're never going to get a minion that's actually worth that mana value because there's a lot of battle cries that you're not going to get. And, you know, the only thing that you'll get consistently is like Death Rattle minions and things like that, right? So generally speaking, that card is never worth the mana that you spend. That might be the case for most, I mean, most if not all the Forbidden Shaping card, Forbidden cards too. But that one in particular, I think, for what Priest needs right now, I feel like could use something like that. I mean, we're talking about broken things anyways, guys, right? We're talking about adding something
right,
that's just broken
sure.
to Priest to make it good again. And I think, yeah, that's something that might be just easy to try.
Making Priest great again. I don't know. It's never been, so I can't speak
I know.
To that.
Zayla, has it ever been good? Like,
only when Dead Rattle was the thing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Even when Death Rattle was a thing, I mean, Hunter was always better anyways. You know, you're talking about with, like, Undertaker and stuff, right? That age, yeah. Dragon had its moment, too. I mean, some people did play Dragon in competitive early on, but overall, yeah, Priest is probably the class that's had the least amount of, like, just success from the historically speaking. That needs to change, man.
I mean, I look at
change.
Like let's look at the card like Confuse, right? It's going to be a bit of a tangent since it has nothing to do with the current expansion, but a card like Confuse could literally be an archetype maker, right? Like that card could on its own just make an entire archetype, but unfortunately it's not the case because we can't keep anything alive that has high health ever. And if it's got high health, it needs to have low attack. If it has low attack, everybody runs everything into it so it doesn't live, and then Confuse is useless. So it's just like one of those cards that seems like it should be so sick on paper, and it